Back now with Day to Day. Some of the lives of the 33 Virginia Tech students, faculty, and staff who were killed in April might have been saved if only the university had issued earlier warnings about gunman Sung-hui Cho. Those are the findings of a report released last night by an 8-member panel appointed by Virginia's governor. We're joined now by Professor Jack Cranford. He's the Associate Department Head of Biological Sciences at Virginia Tech. Welcome to the program, Professor.
Hello.
Can you tell us, you've read the report. What are your thoughts about it?
Well, I haven't read the report. I've read some summaries of it. It's just got to us this morning, and I downloaded it and read maybe half of it. And so I haven't read it completely or fully. But I think some of the recommendations that have come out of the report is that an earlier notification and an early shutdown, as we did with the Morova incident earlier in the year, may have, but not necessarily have, prevented some of the death. Cho was at liberty to move around, as that report indicates and says, and would have been able to access buildings and may have carried out his actions in some other building other than the one that he ultimately went into, which I don't know the rationale for why that building was hit.
The report also found fault with the university, claiming that it didn't intervene effectively when Cho showed signs of mental instability. Do you think that there's more that the university could have done? And if so, what could they have done?
My impression of that is that the mental health issue is the one that wasn't effectively dealt with, and that at least a number of faculty in English who I know were concerned about his behavior and about his writings and brought that forward, and that the counseling agencies, both external to the university and internal to the university, probably didn't intervene in a way to maybe cause his behavior to change.
Did you know any of the students who were shot that day in April?
Yes. There were three of those students who were biology majors. I knew one of them quite personally, and two that were wounded were biology majors, one of which is in my current class. So, yes, I had a lot of contact. As an academic advisor here for the biology majors, there are three advisors for all our majors, and we get to know most all the students fairly well.
And so, as you hear about the report and these findings, do you feel like blame can be placed anywhere? Was anyone at fault, and could things maybe have turned out differently?
Well, I guess my response to that would be that I would have liked to have seen a more preemptive shutdown of the university. And, you know, that's based on a whole lot of judgment calls made by the chief of police and the president of the university and his advisors. And with information that they had and they dealt with, they proceeded on a course of action, which they thought was appropriate. And apparently that did not result in a good outcome.
Some of the parents of students who were killed are calling on university officials to be fired by the governor. You know, we can't go back and change anything that happened in the past, but do you think that sort of action should be taken now?
The report says that Flincham and Steger, the president and the chief of police, should not be fired. And I concur with that. And I concur with that because you need to have a continuity within a university or an institution. They can provide that continuity, and they know the judgment calls they made, and they can change that evaluation process so that we don't have an outcome like this again, or other universities don't as well.
Professor, briefly, if you could tell us, what has the mood been like on campus recently?
I think the mood is very good. It's very upbeat. I think the best thing that we did for students was to shut the university down and bring them back the following week. It gave us as faculty and staff and graduate students a chance to decompress and collect our wits and figure out how to deal with students. And when the students came back, they were ready to re-engage the process, and we gave them lots of options on terms of grade selection.
Thank you so much, Professor. I'm sorry we'll have to leave you there. Professor Jack Cranford of Virginia Tech, thank you for joining us.